Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. Whatever the struggle may be, the loss of a battle is just preparation for the big war. The big war is your life. Everything in between is your battle. Just staying on the war or on the playing field, you are continuously winning. Remember, deep down, that you already have the capacity to win. Try not to conform to anything that is unauthentic to yourself and your cause. Remember yourself to always trying to step into the plate forward, and you definitely will go far. Dean Furness took to the TED stage to discuss his wisdom and learnings on a deeply personal level of tragedy that happened in his life. His words have resonated beyond the TED stage, being one of the most recognized keynotes on the TED online platform. He starts with his own share of tragedy, having to recover from a tractor incident that ultimately crashed his spinal cord. Furness expresses this period of transition for him, coming to terms with what happened and the means he continues to cope with it to this day. He says that sadly, we are continuously measured and compared by others. We ultimately use the average as a standard to which it is expected of us, in what is a complex range of diverse and extraordinary people. In essence, human beings cannot be expected to conform to the average, or just to be one thing. What we should do is only complete in ourselves what we have. Create your own personal average, and it is your job to maintain that or even supersede that average. If you're only one person to compete with, you don't have to face the glaring status of others, which is ultimately masked by fear and jealousy. We are ultimately jealous because we fear of the never being what is our own right successful, which in the end is always possible. In challenges, we should never resort to comparing ourselves to others, according to Furness. It would ultimately result in the downward spiral you will go through with every crevice of your mind, and to ask why you're not like them, him or her. But in the end, it is not for us to comprehend the circumstances that happen to us, only react to them. Furness suggests never to compare yourself with others at all, because you will inevitably have the pros and cons between the parts of yourself. He suggests in order to truly get over an obstacle, you need not to pinpoint the parts of your life you appreciate, but you must embrace it in its entirety. Dean Furness gives a solution to this, saying that, "What we need to do is instead to think of the person you are now, what you're going to do, and always accept that there's some part of you that you'll continue to fight for, but never achieve." Having somebody to chase, according to Furness. It's all about starting a marathon. He continues to say, instead of making sense of the bad events and challenges, you're quicker to move on from things, the faster you start attacking what you can control. In saying this, he shares his journey of being a wheelchair racer, from hesitation and relying from the encouragement of his doctor to actively joining meets and competitions. He has proven to achieve against the odds, and even more so, what is the average person can do. By moving from challenges and adapting quickly, getting up from after your first fall, and spending less time on the bad scenarios and more time on the good, when you see most of the good than the bad parts of yourself, your starting point for moving on increases. You need that self-love, according to Furness, to move forward exponentially. It's that self-love that creates that foundation for you to grow exponentially. We can all learn from Furness to just start. He continues to say to cut ties with the person you don't want to be and start developing new habits. Just do the work and trust that you will improve over time without the need for skill in the first place. Furness continues to go on and say that we need to cut ties with the person you don't want to be and not to be afraid of starting new habits. We, just like Furness, should continue defying the odds by competing with ourselves alone, by ultimately the choice of staying on that track, not being able to even walk or sprint on it, but choosing to be there, that we are much capable to do more. Our will and spirit to succeed will only stop when we tell it to. In essence, if we take the words of Furness into our own relationships, we need to remember that everyone, no matter what challenge, we individually are fighting some sort of battle. That in the end, not all the world has its eyes on you, and more reason for you to focus on yourself. Care for yourself throughout your life. To overcome challenges, stop comparing yourself to others and continue to inspire and defy the odds. Focus on your own potential and be sensitive to the struggles of others. We then become not only fearless, but more so defiant about our struggles and see them not as struggles at all, but learning points for us all to become better. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.